You know, the Japanese argument is, well, you guys eat cows. And I thought, well, that's different. And then I thought, wait, why is that different? Maybe it isn't different. And I just started thinking about making different choices. And I decided that I would Google and look at how animals lived before they were on my plate. And I thought, ooh, that's not nice. And I thought, I don't want to not be nice.
Love that. How is the transition? Are you okay with that? Were you a vegetarian before?
I've been a vegetarian on and off for 20 years, and it's easy for me. Vegan is harder than vegetarian when I travel. Because, for example, yesterday I was in the Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Hotel, and there was one non-meat option, and it was a cheese pizza. And so I had a cheese pizza.
Right.
And I'd rather not eat cheese. I don't particularly think it's great for you or the cow or earth. But I thought about the cows. They have to keep them pregnant to keep producing milk, so they're forcibly made pregnant. Yeah. Not that animals wouldn't want to be pregnant, but they don't do it the fun way.
No.
So I thought, I don't want to be forced to be made pregnant. So I'm trying to not do stuff to other beings I wouldn't want done to myself, which is difficult. You know, we all need clothing, and I don't want to use slave labor, so I'm just investigating everything. And it's an effort, but I think it's feels good to me to make an effort to be more caring.
Has it changed your fitness routine and how you have more energy now?
I actually found that I had a little more energy. I have a protein green shake in the morning. And on my blood work from my nutritionist, actually, my protein levels improved. And I think that's because I'm doing my protein shake. It's not that hard to get protein, actually, because most people get more than they can use and not good for your kidneys. So I feel that I feel a little better.
That is so great. And anything else you're doing to stay in shape? Anything else?
I am doing cardio bar, and then I bought an elliptical. And what I do in the incentive to get on the thing is either a True Blood wardrobe fitting, which is really good incentive, or I only get to watch TV when I'm on the elliptical. And so I'm watching Breaking Bad. So I'm finishing season 2, and that's how I get incentive.
Do you have any tips for women to be in shape?
Downton Abbey and an elliptical.
Well, how about to be vegan? What tips would you give?
That, I think, it just takes a second to make a different choice. Because a lot of times we just get a chicken sandwich because it's there. You know, it's easy. And as we go through life, we're making choices all the time. You know, when you're a kid, you would live on cereal and cupcakes and, you know, wear your pajamas 24/7. So we make all kinds of choices all the time. You'd eat a Snickers bar every day if you could. I mean, they taste awesome. But you start realizing you don't maybe want to gain the weight, and you start thinking, I should have a water instead of soda. We know all these things.
Yes.
So it's just another small choice.
And with your dogs, where do they sleep?
They used to sleep in the bed, and then I got a husband. And my dogs are big, and so now they sleep on their dog beds. One of them immediately got that Aubrey didn't like it, that he wanted to actually stretch his legs and be able to move the covers. And the other one, he would sit on your face, you know.
What are their names?
Osmond and Asher. And then we have two cats, Abigail and Samuel. And so we had to train Osmond.
Right, to not be on the bed.
So he sits on Asher's face on the floor.
That is so cute. And does he have his own little bedroom?
Oh, they've got dog beds in every room.
Wow.
Big, thick, cushy.
They live a good life.
I've fallen asleep on those dog beds. I cuddle up with them.
What do you do to make them feel at home?
Kind of everything. I mean, the main thing, I follow the Dog Whisperer's philosophy, which is I just exercise them. They get 2 45-minute walks a day, sometimes more. And I think that's another thing that helps stay in shape is walking your dog.
Absolutely.
They love it.
And outside? Do you have a dog house outside?
I do.
In the yard?
Well, they don't have a dog house in the yard. They have a doggy door. So the doghouse is my house.
And will you be looking for a dog bed here tonight?
I hope not. I have 50 of them.
Well, if you're getting one more dog, you're going to need one more.
I know. That's right. I would need three in every room.
Are you planning to adopt a little one?
No, I'm planning to try not to adopt another one. Yeah.
So can
it's easy. It's easy because they love you so much.
I know, and I always fall in love with one every night.
Absolutely.
I love
it.
Hi. Look at him. He's an inspector. He's a detective.
So can I ask you? Are you done?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you tell me what brings you to the Mountain Foundation tonight?
I've known Terry for a long time, 10 years or so. And she's so true blue. I know exactly what she does every day, all day, and it's rescue animals. And I just have so much respect and awe for the people who are working so hard to make one life at a time better.
What does it mean for you to be here and to lend your voice? You're so well known to this cause, to the voiceless, the animals that don't have a voice. What does that mean to you personally?
Well, I love that's one of the perks of being on a TV show is you actually get to help. You feel you get to help on a little bigger scale. I used to go to the shelters and I would clean out the cages and walk the dogs, and that's also a really rewarding thing. So this is nice that I can, you know, that's what you want to feel like you're helping. So I hope that I am.
What do you want to say to those people that aren't so aware of these animal issues and they buy, you know, dogs and cats and other animals at pet stores? You know, what's your message to those people and to your fans out there?
Yeah, I would say that's another choice that maybe just re-examine. Because if we look at what's happening just out of sight, the dogs in pet stores come from horrible, horrible, torturous conditions. And the mommy of that puppy is stuck there breeding the rest of her life in heinous condition. So save a life. Don't contribute to suffering. And it's so easy to do. And the shelters are full of the most amazing dogs, puppies, purebreeds, everything. Anything you want is in the shelter.
So what are some of your projects that you have coming up? I know that there's some whaling issues in Africa. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm working on a documentary on elephant ivory poaching in Africa and also rhino horn poaching. And then I go back to True Blood in a month.
So anything else that you want to share?
I think that's it. Yeah, thank you.
Right, well, thank you so much.
Do you want to? Yeah.